With what?
Begin from the beginning.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good morning again.
Good
Today
morning.
is Saturday, March 8th, 2025. This is a Board of Assessment Appeals special meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
9:10 a.m. Roll call will be Colleen Ezzo.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
And the city treasurer's office is vacant, but you still have a quorum present.
Okay, thank you. Item number four, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? And third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Madam Chair, the record should reflect that there's no one in the room here, and there's nobody online other than the appellant, the first appellant. So,
okay, public portion is now closed. Item number five, elect a chair of the board.
I nominate Colleen Ezzo for chair of the board.
Okay, I would second and accept. Thank you. Item number six, hear the following assessment appeals. Item number A, Barbara DeGennaro. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Colleen and George and Mark.
Can you hold on
you
one
doing?
Second? Can we have...
Sure.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay? I speak
that,
loud.
That's much
I
better. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You want me to?
Yeah, if
proceed?
You could. Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. So for a number of years, I have a personal property assessment due to my law practice. So this year I filed my declaration, which you should have by 2024. And so just so you guys realize, and I sat when I was a board president, so I know how it works, but anyway, I received a letter dated January 31st, 2025 from the assessor's office indicating that my current assessed value, which would be my new one, is gross at $1,130. My last year assessment was $530. I don't know what you have in your packet, but I know that I get no explanation. That's all I get. I get a letter. I don't get why did it go up 600? And to me, I think that first off is a flaw in the system because and the average Joe isn't going to know. And, you know, I have some knowledge, but again, there's no explanation. So what I can tell you is that on my declaration, I disposed of property, old property. I had an old computer and I had an old printer. I got a new printer and I got a new computer. The overall value is less. It actually, if you look at the if you just, and the only other thing that's on the personal property declaration is what I average spend for office supplies. So there's three things on that. So do you guys have my actual declaration? Do you guys have that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So the overall, so I fill out number 16, number 20, and number 23. For years, because that's what I got. And so my overall value went down $177. So again, I know depreciation is factored in here, but I have no way of knowing what the calculation is. So to me, it's minimal. I pay a minimal bill, very minimal. But the point still is, it went up 600. I have no idea why. And I have no idea how the assessor calculates it. Oh, you know, maybe you could shed light. I don't know. But, you know, my assessment has averaged probably within that. And I appealed one other time recently, 2019, I appealed. And again, you know, my furniture was, honestly, I've had it probably for 33 years when I opened my business. You know, my George knew my dad. You know, I went to auctions with my dad. I bought some new chairs, you know, years ago. Like, you know, it's just, and the law practice has changed. COVID changed it, and the law practice has just changed overall. So that's my, you know, so me, it's unexplained assessment. You know, it's arbitrary because I don't know what she's doing. So, you know, and it's higher. Again, the dollar amount may, you know, what I'm going to pay, it's in, you know, but I shouldn't have to, you know, try to figure out why did it go up. So that's what I have at this point.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for this information. Definitely, we will be looking into it. And we will definitely get back to you. We're probably going to investigate over the next couple of weeks. We'll set another meeting, but you will be notified. But we appreciate the presentation. Do you have any questions?
Can you tell me what, you know, the calculation? I mean, I don't know how she calculated that to get to 1,130, unless you're going to get back to me with that. I have no problem with that. But if you don't have that at this point, that's a problem. So, you know, that's all I say, you know, but if you have it, like she showed you a calculation on my sheet, because if you look at that declaration, you see there's a column on the right. It says assessor's use only. I hand this in. I get nothing back but a receipt, which I got on October 31st that I brought it. So, you know, it's really not the process. Is, you know, maybe somebody else that pays a significant higher tax. I don't know. But I've never seen, you know, I have no idea. So, but if you don't have it now, then, you know, that's a problem. So, not you didn't cause it, but that's a problem, you know.
And understood. And I did mean that we will be speaking with the assessor and reviewing to try to get you that information. Okay. I do promise to get you an explanation.
Oh, okay. And, okay. Very good.
Okay. George, do you have any questions?
No, that's it, Barbara. We'll get a hold of the assessor and see what's going on. I mean, this is all new to me, too.
So, I know.
I mean, we have all the paperwork here, but I don't know how they go about assessing it. So we'll get a hold of it.
I've done it a few years, and it's for the, you know, you guys are not unintelligent people, but, you know, there's all different, what you're going to see. You're going to see people, you know, with they have rental income, you know, all that. There's all different things you're going to see, but it's just the process and disclosure and trying to, you know, figure it out. And there should be a better way for the people in the public. So, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barb.
Enjoy your day there.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alicia C.B. Greer.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Greer, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Good morning, Alicia Greer.
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for coming to give a presentation. You are now up next. Okay. If you wanted to give an explanation on why you believe your assessment is incorrect.
So I bought this house.
Can you, excuse me, I'm sorry. Can you please state your full name for the record and your address?
Alicia Swaby Greer, 231 Auchin Street, Derby, Connecticut. 06418.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. You can go ahead.
So I bought the property for $45,000 at 231 Auchin Street. I paid all the taxes on it. I have not, I tried to get a loan and everything on the property, and I've been like ripped off. And so I was in the process of doing a loan, but then I changed my job and the job wasn't suitable. However, there's no improvement on the property, and the valuations that I've done is less than $200,000, and I have not upgraded or anything on the property. So based on the property itself, which is unlivable at this point, and I have not occupied it, I don't think that the taxes are reasonable based on the current valuation.
Okay, and I just want to make sure I understood. Are you saying the property is not habitable?
Right.
So there's nobody living in the property?
Nobody lives there. And as a matter of fact, the plan was to demolish and rebuild.
And was that through a directive of the city or your request? How did that come about?
No. When I spoke to the survey and they came and looked at it, they said that it would be more advisable to demolish it and rebuild it.
Do you have any paperwork on that?
I do.
It definitely would have been helpful to have that.
I mean, do you want me to email it to you or email the last valuation, email you the correspondence?
No, I think if you were to send through email, that could be fine. A copy of the recommendation, to demolish.
Okay.
That would be helpful. And we will definitely look into it and get back to you at our next meeting, which should take place in 2 weeks.
Okay, so all right, let me write down emails and I will send you all of that information. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm coming home from work, so a little bit.
I'll send it right to you.
Go ahead with the email where I should send the information still.
Sure. It's going to be town clerk, one word, at derbyct.gov.
So town clerk at derbyct.gov.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, so that was one of the recommendations, and I mean there have been like several different things because I really did not for myself. I didn't want to demolish it and rebuild. So that was one, and that was the why I didn't go through that loan. I'm still looking for the person who is able to like fix it up, but as well, but I'll send you what the recommendation was, and I'll also send you what I have in terms of the different valuations that I've gotten on it over the past years since ownership.
Okay, definitely. I think that paperwork would be helpful. I do understand that you do want to try to rebuild instead, despite the recommendation.
I want to renovate rather than rebuild. I didn't want to, because I bought it because it's prehistoric and stuff, and I like the wood. So, but I did not buy it to get a brand new house. But I mean, the last person that I spoke to told me that I should get a brand new house. But yeah, I'll send you those stuff.
Okay, perfect. Once we have the information, we'll definitely review the information and talk with the assessor, and we will get back to you with a scheduled meeting probably in 2 weeks' time.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for presenting.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Can you state your name for the record?
Janine Sanchon. Okay. 364 Derby Avenue, Suite 5.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you.
So I just was very unsure of what I was putting in the form the very first year. I do buy machines and sell to other estheticians, so I kind of mirrored my tax return to look that way. So a lot of the stuff on the original tax return I no longer have. So I wasn't sure how to fill it out this year. That's why I requested the hearing, because every time I came to speak to someone, there wasn't anyone here to explain to me how to fill out the form.
Okay, and can I ask what type of business it is?
It's like a day spa. I'm an esthetician. So it's only 500 square feet. So what it looked like on my tax return, none of that stuff would have actually fit in my location. Yeah, I do facials and stuff like that.
So is there any other occupants of this in this location?
In mine, no. It's a big, like a commercial, right down the road where Maria's Hair Gallery is. So it's a big commercial building, and I have like a 500 square feet suite.
Okay.
So I have like 3 beds, a few machines, little things like that. But like I said, the first year I bought a lot of stuff. I buy it from overseas, the manufacturers, and then sell it to other estheticians locally. So I had put that on my return on this so it can mirror my tax return, and ended up paying all that personal property tax on that. So I just wanted to make sure it wouldn't, like, whatever I'm adding this year won't continue. Like, I have all this stuff in there when I don't. So what I did for this year, that's actually what I have in my location. When I did it last year, I had no idea what I was doing.
Okay, because if we look at your 23 personal property declaration, it does look like at that time you had property that was valued at more than $30,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're saying that's no longer the case?
No. I sold a lot of those machines. And that was 2 years of things that I just purchased that I put on there. So that's why it looked to be that much. Things with these machines, I have one machine that I had to buy three times within 3 months because it kept breaking. So it's like I felt like I was getting charged taxes, like I own all three still when they broke.
Okay, so for the 2024 summary report, I mean, this identifies that you had a total of 17,500.
That's the one that I just filled out now.
Correct.
Yeah.
In
So
this.
that's what is in the location, I believe. It's at 17. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
17,005 as a depreciated value. So that's accurate.
That one, yeah, that's what I have.
Okay, thank you very
You're
much for the
welcome.
information. We will definitely look over it in the next couple of weeks, talk with the assessor, and we will get back to you in a meeting in approximately 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
Thank you
you.
for coming. You
Thank you
too.
too. Good morning, William. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning,
How are
William.
you doing? Yes.
Okay, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yep, it's William De Silva. And the address we're talking about is 251 Roosevelt Drive in Derby.
Okay.
Do you need my home address or just that? That's fine.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm appealing, or I don't know if, yeah, I guess it's an appeal. Because the assessment of the property, I tried doing this last year, but it was they wouldn't let me because I was only on the agenda, I guess, for the personal. But I believe that there's been a mistake in the assessment of my property being too high, and I believe that they've included too many of my personal assets. If you look at what I purchased the property for, what I've done to it, and the surrounding properties, and how you're assessing them, mine's almost 40% higher. Even the next door one, which is just as big as me, is assessed at its purchase price. I purchased my property 7 years ago for $500,000. Put about 200,000 into it, and that's really sight lighting, some stuff inside, but not a lot. But everything I did, and I've stated this before, but they wouldn't hear it last year. If you look at my personal property, it's depreciated. It's $462,000. So as a total, I'm paying almost $50,000 a year in taxes in Derby. I mean, now I kind of understand why some companies. Businesses don't want to come to Derby because of the taxes and the mill rate. But regardless of that, you have my property assessed at $1 million. I bought it for 500. I mean, you doubled the assessment. And there's an argument to be said that today's market is worse than it was 7 years ago. I know for a fact if I stripped all my equipment out of there and sold that building, I'd be lucky if I got 600. Because I put sight lighting and cleaned up the outdoors to make it look a little better. But that's really it. And somebody could come through and look at it. It's so much personal property equipment wise, but I think people or whoever did the assessment, I feel I'm being double taxed on personal property, but then they're also looking at it and saying, well, the building's worth more, but it's all personal property. If I leave tomorrow, literally that there's nothing in that building, nothing that stays. It's all equipment. And I'm getting taxed. I mean, that's nothing I could do on the personal property because it's what I paid and the schedules and whatever. But the building at $1 million, I totally disagree with that because of the surrounding properties and their assessments. And then also what I purchased the property for. I mean, you can't lie on that. And it wasn't, you know, it was from Manger. It wasn't a family thing. It was an actual price that was a market price. So that's what I'm disagreeing with, is the assessment being $1 million, which brings me to 700,000. I mean, that number I think is more, if I went out there and to sell that building minus all my equipment, of course, that I'm lucky if I get the 500 that I actually paid for it. I mean, 500, 550, you know, that's market conditions, but today's market conditions are not good, especially for a property like that, as old as it is. So that's my argument.
Okay, do you have any questions? All right, thank you very much for this information. We will definitely review, talk with the assessor, and we will get back to you at our next meeting, which should be held in 2 weeks.
Okay, I would greatly appreciate that.
All righty, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, item number 8, set 2025 meeting dates. I think we first need a meeting, in approximately 2 weeks.
Yeah, why don't we recess and see if we can get that other information if anybody else is coming.
Okay.
So just we'll recess, I'll pause the tape.
Okay.
Just note that for the record, you're going to recess.
Yeah, meeting is going to be recessed momentarily. At 9:37 a.m.
Just note the time.
Okay, we are resuming the meeting at 10:10. And have decided on the following. On item number A, for Barbara DeGennaro, we are going to be sending her a copy of the personal property declaration with the calculations. On item B, Janine Citron, we have directed the assessor to go inspect the property due to questions as to the equipment that was identified as having been sold. On item number C, we have asked the assessor to go out due to questions over the condition of the property. And on item number D, Bad Sons, we have again asked the assessor to go out and inspect the property due to conditions of property value as opposed to equipment. On item...
I'll let her know. I'll let the assessor know that. But those are the things that you wanted to do.
Okay. Thank you. On item number 8, setting of meeting dates, we have decided on scheduling a meeting on Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. for appeals on assessment of motor vehicle. And item number 9.
But then, but you're also going to have a follow-up meeting to this meeting to take action on these 4 appeals, right?
Correct.
So it'll be at some point in the next couple weeks, and it'll be posted to the website and properly noticed.
Yes, definitely. So the follow-up on the assessment appeals for property or business will occur in a couple of weeks, but notice will be posted on the website and notice will be made to the individuals. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
There's a motion to adjourn at 10:12 a.m.
All righty. Motion has been made. It's been seconded. Thank you.
You.
Motion adjourned, 10:12. Meeting adjourned.